You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, great to have you here on this Friday night as we do a deep dive into the things that make us happy, folks. It's Friday to begin with, so we should all be happy. And there's lots to discuss this evening. On this gorgeous summer night, we are in City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay. I hope wherever you are in the state of Wisconsin, you're having a positively lovely night. Conrad, how are you tonight?
You know, something did make me happy today.
Really?
Yeah, I was at the gym, and I'm doing this new program that makes me sweat through my shirt.
Yeah.
And some gym bro came up to me and gave me nucks, and he says, good bleep.
S?
Good poop.
The S word.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? That makes me feel really good today. Thank you.
Like he was giving you a compliment.
Yeah, because he saw how hard I was working, and my shirt was just wet.
That sounds like a pickup line to me. I'm just saying. That's good. What were you doing? What kind of exercise got you
Well, I was doing back and biceps today, but it's all supersets today. That's the new thing I've been doing.
Great workout.
Just gets me, and I get my workout done faster, which I like too.
You get it done faster, and you get like a cardio workout, even though you're doing weights, which I think is huge. I try to do that too.
I also played a little bit of just. I was just warming up and playing basketball in the gym that they have.
Oh, nice.
And the gym that I go into, they like don't have AC in the
what?
In the gymnasium. So it's like there's
That's
AC.
Insanity.
There's AC outside of that gym, like by all the workout equipment. But as soon as you step in there, it's like 100 degrees. They got one fan blowing.
That's awful.
So I mean, if it's good though to get you sweaty right away.
Yeah, but I think sweat is like overrated. I don't think you really lose any more weight by sweating. You just lose water.
Yeah, well,
and
it makes you feel good, you know?
Potential that like you did could something. Die, you know?
Well, that's why I always have a massive water bottle with me.
Here's the thing. I drove here today, as I often do, on Highway 41. I never change it up. I am starting to think, here's the deal. Two people, again, in the same corresponding, they're both going like 65. They're going the speed limit in the same lane. This went on for 2 or 3 minutes. Guy in front of me, I'm in the left lane. Comfortable distance, 2 seconds, wouldn't move. It took another guy flying around me on the right to go right up on his tail to get the guy to move. It's like, that's what you have to do to get people to obey by the rules. Drive like a maniac. And I started thinking about this. My trips down here get more annoying all the time. And I think God is just laughing. I think, and if I were God, that's what I would do. I would mess with people nonstop. Put a slow driver in front of that guy. See what happens. Have no parking for 3 miles. That kind of stuff. That's what I would do. I would mess with people. I created everything. I have license to mess with things. That's what I would do if I were God.
And then he, you know, to make it even more annoying, he makes the annoying people famous.
Well, that's part of it. He or she, Conrad. Do you have proof?
Yeah, no.
I don't know either.
I don't.
I'm open-minded.
But, you know, why did he make Kanye West famous?
Kanye West, just to play devil's advocate, did have talent. He was a brilliant, you know, as I understand it, I don't own anything by Kanye West, but he is massively respected for his early work.
Yes.
You know who I would go for with that, with no talent?
Kim Kardashian?
Yeah. The whole crew.
Or annual...
The whole clan.
I think...
Stupid brother, too.
I don't think anyone has any talent outside of running in that family.
And that was Caitlin.
Yeah.
Right. You got a decathlon winner, and then there's like a big, massive
just
nosedive.
Straight, yeah. Straight decline.
Fun show tonight, folks. My pal Lisa Hale is on the show. Lisa is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on... you can listen live on, is it Saturdays and Sundays still, Con?
Yep.
Okay. You can listen live on Saturdays or Sunday here on WGBW or WISS, or you can catch the podcasts on civicmedia.us. It's a great show focusing here on Northeast Wisconsin. Lisa does a phenomenal job. She also covers news for Civic Media here in Northeast Wisconsin. She is a huge fan of the show Dexter. So we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now because I just started watching the show. I'm almost 4 full seasons in. Very excited to have some serial killer talk with Lisa Hale, when I mentioned it, she went crazy. So I'm excited to talk about that with Lisa. And then it is a bar band Friday night. And unfortunately, the segment's namesake could not be here tonight. Terry Barr is taking the night off, well-deserved. And we are going with the righty out of the bullpen, also known as our pal Rocker. Rocker is also a fun participant in Bar Band Friday nights. He will be here at 7:35, and we will talk about Wisconsin music. Hey, how fun was that last night?
Oh, that was...
Those guys were fantastic. Horace, you know, Green.
I listened to their new song.
Cream?
And, wow, it's great. It's fantastic. If you get a chance, listen to it. I listened to it on Spotify, and, like, their acoustic version was so close to actually how they produced it.
Oh, was it really?
It was great.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it had it sounded a little bit like the song Kiss from Prince. And Tony has such a cool voice when he does that falsetto. It was really fun to have those guys.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more Wisconsin music tonight for Bar Band Friday night. A quick reminder, Monday night, native Wisconsin son David Zucker will be on the show. David Zucker is also the writer, producer, director of Airplane, the original Naked Gun, Top Secret. He also directed Scary Movie. The guy's got a list of credits a mile long, and he is going to be on Nightlight at 6:35 on Monday night. Very excited to talk to David Zucker. And that's one of those things, like, I just grew up watching his movies. And it's so much fun when you get to talk to people that had such an influence on your life. It just makes it that much more exciting. So I'm very excited to have David on the show on Monday night. And what else we got? I think we should do our... Why don't we get to our question of the night? Here's our Nightlight question of the night, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What famous person are you glad you're not related to? What famous person are you glad you're not related to? Like, most people, at least growing up, I remember if somebody met somebody famous, it was like the greatest thing ever. But I think we've gotten a little more jaded as a society. There are people I would walk right past and not even acknowledge. I can't stand them so much, even though they're famous. And then there are other people, like I've told my story about meeting Chevy Chase in an elevator when I first got to LA, that was fun. Those are fun, but who would just turn your stomach if you found out you were related to them? More simply, what famous person are you glad you're not related to? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can text us on the Civic Media app if you're listening there. And if you are watching the radio on the stream at X, Facebook, or YouTube, drop us a stream comment. And also, if it's not too much trouble, give us a like or a follow while you're on any one of those platforms. Always great to hear from you guys either way. But let us know. Be part of the show. Tell us what famous person you are glad you are not related to. You and I both responded to the social media post. Who did you say?
I said Kanye West.
Kanye? Why, you got a thing about Kanye West?
Well,
what happened?
I mean,
he's crazy, but...
The stuff he's been saying is like... I don't think anyone wants to be even close to him.
I'm out of the loop. Did he say something new? You probably can't repeat it on the radio
can't. But just some of that stuff, it's terrible. I don't get why he still has a platform to say stuff like that.
If I Google it right now, will it come up?
I'm sure a lot of stuff will come up.
Plus, he's married to a woman who he expects to be naked whenever they go out in public, which that's kind of a big ask.
Yeah, I'm just surprised he hasn't been, like, banned on X with all the stuff he said on there.
Oh, no, that's free speech, Conrad. You can't, what a joke that is, too. X has become just bots and horrible people. I can't believe some of the quotes I read.
Oh, yeah. There's this...
It's not even political. It's just hate.
It's bad. You know, I was very active when it was Twitter still.
Yeah.
And it just, what, like, every single thing I see on X now, I'm like, all right, well, that's enough of X today.
Yeah.
And when it was Twitter, I was actually had fun on Twitter all the time. Like, all the sports news I could read, all the stuff like that. Now it's just, I don't know.
I mean, I still go there for news sometimes when I want, when I feel like I'm not, my other sites aren't up to speed necessarily. There are people there I trust on Twitter that will tell me stuff, but it's just, I can't, and the problem is I can't not read the quotes from people I know I'm going to seriously dislike. And Twitter knows that. And then they put those things in front of me. Like, even if I'm going on to check something on sports, it puts the stuff it knows I'm going to hate first. So I spend time there. So it's really my fault. Hey, there's a new TV show out I'm excited about. Have you heard about Alien Earth?
I've seen probably 800 ads for the show.
Okay.
So I'm aware. Convinced.
Here's what I did. I do this once in a while. I was watching, I'm into Dexter. I'm in season 4, which many people say is the best season. John Lithgow plays the serial killer that Dexter is probably going to end up killing at some point. But I thought, you know, I'm kind of Dextered out. I want a break. So I switched over to Alien Earth. And as the show started playing, I went to Rotten Tomatoes and it had like 100% and like 90 reviews. Might not still be at 100%, but it's through the roof. And I thought, whoa. And I panicked. And I'm like, I can't watch this right now. I'm not ready. I'm not ready to watch a 100% Rotten Tomato show. I need to gear up. So tonight I'm breaking out some non-alcoholic Blue Moon, maybe some popcorn, some cashews. Something. I got to approach this properly because the show is supposed to be great. And I'm extra excited because Noah Hawley, who turned the Fargo movie into a TV series, I think is brilliant. I like the TV series almost every season better than I like the movie. To me, that's how good Fargo is. So he is helming Alien Earth. So that's exciting. And I feel like it's going to be a great show. Right now, I believe it's at 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. So that means they probably got one bad review out of like 90.
That was...
Which I can live with.
That was me.
That was you?
Yep.
Wow, you got certified. Now, here's... This is interesting. 76% on the popcorn meter, which is the lay people. So they're batting 70... They're batting 95% on with critics, 75% on the popcorn meter, which is audiences. That's interesting. I wonder what happens.
I wanted to go back to. Did you say John Lithgow is the murderer?
He's the murderer. He's so creepy.
I cannot picture that guy as a murderer.
Oh, he's nuts.
Every single thing I've watched him in, he's like a nice dad figure.
Yeah, but he's a very good actor. I mean, he plays creepy really well. And in this the first episode that you see of season 4 on Dexter. He's not wearing clothes. I'll just say that. And the actress that is in the scene with him, I hope they tripled her rate because you just have to see it. It's so weird. But it hooks you. And a lot of people say season 4 is the best best season of Dexter too. So we'll ask Lisa Hale about that at 6:35. You can send us your thoughts on Sex and the City. That's over too, folks. And just like that, the sequel... People are not happy with the ending. Did you see it? Let us know. 855-752-4842. Let us know what celebrity you're glad you're not related to. We are coming right back with a great clip from Superman. It's Beach Chihuahua and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can do with my love. All right.
Let you know, girl. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. Love. I get so lost
sometimes. Welcome back. You've got a Friday night version of Nightlight, folks. It's great to have you here. As we close out yet another week, with some great conversation tonight. Lisa Hale will be here. She is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS. A great show. And if you don't live in the area, you can listen to it in podcast form on the civicmedia.us. Check it out. Lisa does a great job. And she also covers news for Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. So she'll be here to talk about the show Dexter, our favorite serial killer, who's really just a good guy. Lisa will be here at 6:35. And then Rocker is filling in for Terry Barr tonight for Barr Band Friday night. Terry is taking a well-deserved vacation today, and Rocker will be here. And we really don't lose a beat with Rocker because the guy knows music, and especially Wisconsin, Wisconsin band. So Rocker will be here at 7:35. In the meantime, our question of the night is, what celebrity or famous person are you glad you're not related to? That is the question of the night. Please let us know what you think, and we will read your texts. I want to, this Sex and the City and Just Like That, did you, I'm assuming, I don't mean to be, make assumptions, but you're not someone who watched Sex and the City, Conrad? Is that a safe assumption?
I watched it when I was younger because it had the word sex in it, but that's about it.
Yeah, it wasn't really, probably really didn't deliver on what you were hoping for. my wife was a fan, and as I mentioned last night, we had a friend of ours, Willie Garson, was in the show, who we were friends with in L.A., and Willie was just a great actor. Willie was also in Kingpin. He's the guy.
Love that movie.
He's so funny. He says to Woody Harrelson, come on, give me something to read. I got to take a dump. And Woody Harrelson says, here, read the shampoo bottle. And Willie says, I already read this one. Oh, such great stuff. But I saw a few episodes. I know the story. I did not watch And Just Like That, but people are not very happy with how it turned out. So if you have an opinion on And Just Like That and the finale, which aired last night, the series finale, let us know, folks. Would love to hear what you guys think. It's kind of like pretty universal, though, that people are unhappy with the ending. And again, I haven't seen it, but if you want a forum, if you want to complain, please let us know. What else? All right. So Conrad found this clip. I thought this was great. This is a great example. It's from the set of Superman, and it's a conversation between the director, James Gunn, and the lead actor, David Cornsweet, who plays Superman. And I love this back and forth between two creative brains on the set of this blockbuster that just came out 3 weeks ago. Let's hear it, Con.
The whole crew's sitting around waiting, like, come on, let's shoot. Let's get this done. So finally I walked off set and to talk to him in person.
So great, am I just demonstrating? So if I say that's what it is to be human, that feels like I'm trying to prove it still, as opposed to I really know it.
I think there's a little bit of, I mean,
okay,
but well, all, because
let me try
because
that.
The emotions are always lingering.
But isn't there something the I felt like about myself since the recording came out? It's just been like I don't belong. Everything's a lie. I'm not who I thought I was. When is this not the moment where I go, I was wrong to feel that way?
That's exactly where the issue is, right? Because what he didn't tell you was it was wrong to feel that way. There are feelings and there are thoughts. Your feelings about feeling bad are okay. It's not wrong for you to feel that way. You should just, it's not right or wrong anything. None of it is right or wrong. All of it is being vulnerable and being human, being a human being. And in this moment, for you to talk about how it's okay to be vulnerable, you have to be vulnerable, which means showing Lex that your feelings are hurt in the point when you really
great,
shouldn't.
Great.
Superman.
Great clip. Good find.
Yeah, I just, even just behind the screen, I felt his emotion for this,
yeah,
this scene. And you can really, if you watch the film, you can feel that scene at the end.
You do. And I love seeing the passion of these two guys, these two creative people. Like David Cornsweet, he's a good Superman. I liked it. I liked his performance. I love how intense he was. He wanted to nail this. He wanted the director to be happy. The director wanted the actor to be happy. Great on-set discussion. Love that clip. Folks, be part of the show. What famous person are you glad you're not related to? Conrad says Kanye West. I said the Nuge. Ted Nugent. No thanks.
Never really. Why not? What's wrong with him?
Well, first of all, He's got the whole pedophile label following him around.
I didn't know that.
I don't like his music. I think it sucks. And, yeah, I don't like him as a person. I don't like the things he says. He's very incendiary. He's very political, too, which, you know, if you sing about stuff in your lyrics and it comes out, I'm fine with that. But I just don't like the guy. And Conrad says Kanye West. Not a huge fan of Kanye West either. And someone put Sean Combs. He's on my list, too.
Yeah, Diddy is not someone you want to
Between him
around.
And Ted Nugent, that's like, I don't need people in my life that look at women like that, regardless of age. I mean, Sean Combs just completely abused his power, apparently. Did you follow the trial?
Not really, but, you know, I really...
It's pretty depressing.
It's because Justin Bieber was like under his wing for a very long time.
And there's a lot of suspicion that Justin Bieber was abused too. And his behavior, I don't know if it has anything to do with this or what, but wow. He's having a tough time right now, apparently. So there you go. Three people. Ted Nugent, Sean Combs, Kanye West. I would put the Kardashians on that list as well.
So if they were walking down the street, you just walk past them?
Well, what else would I do?
Kim, let me get a picture.
No. You know what I would do? Actually, we've been doing this thing where we take a picture through the window the last three nights. We've got a three-game hitting streak going. We got to find someone to take a picture through the window tonight. If Kim Kardashian walked past, maybe I would do that.
Oh, that's it.
What else am I going to do? Ask her for legal advice?
I think if you walked down the street and you saw her, you'd be like, can I take a selfie, please?
You think, Conrad, you don't know me at all. This is Beach Wobble Nightlight. We're coming back with some serial killer talk after the news. How can you miss that, folks, on a Friday night? GD it. I'm Peach Wobble. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Friday, everybody. Great to have you with me. So we've been doing this thing where we've been taking a picture. Ed the Diver started it. He did. He sent us some window love. He made a little heart gesture through the window. I took a picture. I posted it. Then I did my daughter's photo. I put that up there. And then last night, Conrad. So I went out during the break to look for someone, and there's this couple walking by. And I almost, you know, they're an older couple. And I thought, oh, this would be fun. And they look like they just were about to get divorced. So I thought, if I were to ask them to do this, maybe it would have saved their marriage. I don't know. But the guy could have taken a swing at me, too. So we'll figure that out. Our question of the night, folks, is what celebrity or famous person are you glad you're not related to? Let us know and be part of the show. We'll read your text on the radio. Right now, I'm really excited. I've been waiting for this for a while. As I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm a big fan of the show Dexter. Not typically a huge serial killer fan, but Dexter's taken one for the team. He's kind of a good guy. And when my pal Lisa Hale found out that I was watching Dexter, she got all excited. And I thought it would be a good radio discussion, even though the show is kind of old. I'm just getting to it, but that's the nature of the beast here with all the content that's out there. Sometimes it takes us a while. So joining me now on Nightlight, as she has so many times before, is the host of New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS. And if you're listening elsewhere in the state, you can stream the podcast at civicmedia.us. It's a great show. Lisa does a great job. She also covers news for Northeast Wisconsin for Civic Media. So she's
that
got
I
a
do.
Lot on her plate. And that is the voice of Lisa right there. Hi, how are you?
Hi there. How are you doing? I'm doing really well tonight. I hope you're doing fine, too.
You're a busy girl, and I appreciate all the more you coming on the show to discuss on a Friday night. When I know your husband is probably waiting there in the background to watch James Bond with you.
Actually, we finished all the James Bond movies.
Okay.
Now we're doing Kevin Smith movies, and we finished all the View Askew. We've done all the View Askew. Now it's time to do the non-View Askew Kevin Smith movies. The Jersey Girls, the Zach and Mary's, the Red State, and then Yoga Hosers. Probably won't do Tusk because my husband hates that movie, but
I have to check those out. I am not nearly up on Kevin Smith movies as you are. I saw the early ones, and I've got some legwork to do there. Well, are you a fan more of his early stuff or later stuff, Lise?
I really, really enjoy the View Askew universe, which is what we call the earlier stuff. The Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy.
Same.
Dogma, Jay and Silent Bob. Love that entire series of movies. But I also really like when he veers off. I thought Red State was groundbreaking. Got a little silly in some spots, but I really thought Red State was an excellent, excellent movie. One of those that you'll continually talk about. Now, you will continually talk about Tusk, too, if you see that, but I do not recommend that movie.
Okay. Why don't you recommend it? You
because it is just weird. The concept of Tusk is this guy, a serial killer, so to speak, keeps getting people and creating them into animal type things. He turns a guy into a walrus for all intents and purposes.
I see that.
So it is really out there. Yeah.
So this is the thing with Kevin Smith. Critics are kind of split on him. Like if you love him, you love him. Especially the early stuff, but like Tusk, it doesn't look like people knew what to make of Tusk, critics or audiences, which I think is kind of funny.
And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It doesn't fit into a little niche, and it certainly doesn't fit into the View Askew universe. So
that's okay.
It's not all. There's a phrase that Kevin Smith uses to describe his movies, and I don't know if it's appropriate to say on the radio, but it's all blank and fart jokes, and that's what View Askew is. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, you don't have to apologize for anything here, Lise. We are a open door policy, whatever people like.
Okay.
We love it. So it's great to have
you
here.
Well, you know. When you said you were starting to watch Dexter, I was like, oh, let us start. Because I've been a fan of Dexter since before the television show. I actually read the books from Jeff Lindsay.
Gosh. Wow.
Yes. So I've been a fan of Dexter and that anti-hero, the serial killer of serial killers, for years. And I don't know if you can see my toy. I even have toys.
Oh, wow.
So.
That's so great. I mean, you know, it's interesting. Dexter is almost like he's a vigilante. He's almost like Batman in a way. He just goes really far with it, right?
Yes, exactly. He's an anti-hero, just like Batman is an anti-hero. And I believe it was season two when they actually kind of did skew it towards the vigilante side of him, you know?
Right.
There was the Dark Defender where people were talking about.
Yeah.
But, he's definitely kind of got that vigilante feeling. So you have just finished season three, correct?
Yes. I'm 5 episodes into season 4. And I want to, just for people who haven't seen the show, or don't know what we're talking about, Dexter came out in 2006. It ran for like 7 or 8 seasons. Dexter is a serial killer. He plays a analyzes blood splatter at crime scenes for the police, and he decides who should live or die, basically. Like he goes after people that slip through the cracks, the people that get away with it. They don't, because Dexter is going to get them. So he has this killer vibe or urge that from a young age, his father told him he had to corral. He has to check it and only use it for good. So you could argue whether what he's doing he should do or not, but it makes for great TV, doesn't it?
It really does. And the code that you're talking about, the code that his dad taught him. And, you know, it goes beyond the original run of Dexter, like you mentioned, the 8 seasons. Then just recently we have had Dexter New Blood, where we come back and we see he's come back a bit, and I'm not going to spoil the 8th season for you or anything, but he is there. And then we've had Dexter Original Sin, which shows us his beginnings, and it is fantastic. They did such a good job with casting that particular one, because they show Dexter as a young person.
Yeah.
And they cast a really good person to play him. And then now we have Dexter Resurrection. So he's getting a lot of attention right now because he's got these reboots, so to speak, or this revisiting of the character now.
You just killed 4 of my questions with your...
I'm so sorry.
Totally kidding. I might ask you to elaborate a little on those, but I want to keep the focus on the original because
absolutely,
it's just such a groundbreaking. Like when I first heard of this show, and this guy is a serial killer, and they had the great. He's first of all. What's your take on Michael C. Hall, the guy who plays Dexter? Could you have cast a better looking person for that role?
He is perfect. He is exactly who I envisioned Dexter to be when I was reading it.
Right.
Just an average kind of guy, red hair, just handsome, but not too handsome. Blends in, but doesn't blend in. So it really, he.
But looks a little crazy. When yes. At a certain point, like in season two, I think it was Lila that painted him. The guy, it's a brilliant cast. I don't know what Michael C. Hall's credits were before Dexter, but you're right. He's a good looking guy, pretty unassuming, but he has this crazy look sometimes where you totally buy. Not that all people with a crazy look are serial killers, but it's really fascinating. I thought they hit a home run with him.
They really did. He before Dexter, he was in 6 Feet Under. He
okay,
played
right.
One of the sons in 6 Feet Under and was really good in that. He had some bit parts here and there in some movies, but he also did a lot of stage work. And when he took a break from Dexter, he went back to doing some stage work too and did a couple series. But now that he's back to Dexter, I'm all happy.
He
I can
is
tell
great.
You that.
Yeah, I agree really with is. You. My guest is Lisa Hale. She covers news for Civic Media here in Northeast Wisconsin, and she is the host of New Wisco Weekend, which you can hear twice over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday here on WGBW and WISS.
On WISS, okay. You can hear it twice, Saturday and Sunday. On WGBW, it airs Sunday mornings at 8.
That's right. We have the new... Some of the changes
right.
I'm still coming to grips with, but it's a great
kind
show. Check it out. Yeah. Lisa does a great job. And if you have an opinion, if you agree with Lisa or me, because I think it's great too, let us know. Text us at 855-752-4842. All right. So we've established Michael C. Hall is great. I also love the sister character, Deb.
She's Deb.
Very well cast. And she's just such a gritty person. She's very sexual, goes after what she wants. She's almost like a, I don't even want to say that because that sounds stereotypical, but she's like a, she's just an enigma. She's a great character.
She is, and she's got such a wonderful potty mouth, and I absolutely love that about that character.
Same.
Her potty mouth is to die for, but in season one, you know, you see her just starting to feel her way in, but as the things go on, and she really comes into her own, and I really enjoy the development of her character. Now, there is a season where I just wanted to punch her, but I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
So,
that's awesome.
You know, there are seasons where you sit there and you go, why? Why did they kind of skew it back or make her do this for her development and things like that? But,
you know,
I believe that was season 6. I wasn't happy with that.
Okay. Here's what I like about her too. I love that she's potty mouth and she's just does what her urges, whatever. She's great. But I love that she just loves her big brother too. She is craving a relationship with Dexter, but he's so weird. He's so detached sometimes because of who he is. That's a great dynamic in the show as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they really, after you watch this run of Dexter, and then you get into the new series that are coming out, you'll also see that they keep that going in Original Sin when they revisit how they grew up together. And it's really very good the way they do that.
It's so great. And I, you know, I don't know if you know this about me, Lisa, my background is writing, and I've written for TV and some movies. I feel like everything starts with the script. You don't have anything if you don't have a good script. Dexter, by season two, probably, I was completely won over by the writers. I thought, what are they going to do here? How are they? This is a little implausible. How are they going to get out of this? And they did it. And it's so well written. And now I have total trust that whatever happens, it's going to make sense. And the writers, I trust the process.
And you can do that. Now, you just got through season 3, which I was not a fan of the Miguel Prado. It was an okay season.
Jimmy
but
Smith,
you're in season 4 now, right now.
Halfway through.
Which is the Trinity Killer as the big bad. And let me tell you, that is the best season of Dexter, period. the best season. The rest of them are okay. They're good. But the Trinity Killer, the best.
I'm excited. And I've heard you say that, and I've done a little research, and it seems to be that that's a consensus. So I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of taking my time. Whenever I know I'm watching something I'm going to like, and I just said this with Alien Earth, I took a break from Dexter last night. I started Alien Earth, and then I looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. It was getting like 100%. I was like, whoa, I can't watch this. I need better snacks. I totally spazzed out. So Lisa Hale is here, folks. We're talking about Dexter. We're going to do a very short break. We'll get into a little bit more about Dexter and what's coming up on New Wisco Weekend. You've got Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I feel like we're forever every time we get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabbles.
That's so great. Oh, Lance Barber, love him. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. I am Pete Schwabe, as you just heard, and we are talking about the show Dexter with our pal Lisa Hale, who covers news for Civic Media here in Northeast Wisconsin, and she is the host of New Wisco Weekend. We'll get a quick a little plug for that soon, because there's a great show coming up this weekend that you need to check out here at WGBW and WISS. Yeah. We'll do a few more minutes here on Dexter. Lisa, do you have a favorite? Let's assuming you like Trinity, the season four mm-hmm. villain, the best. Who are your other favorite villains on the show?
I really enjoyed the Ice Truck Killer because it was such a nod to the first book. Everything is based on the first book, Darkly Dreaming Dexter. And that was where we met the Ice Truck Killer and met Dexter and all that. After that, the series really veers completely away from the books, does not follow the books except for book one. And so I really enjoyed that first season, but man, the Trinity season is the best. And I'm totally digging the season that's going on right now with Resurrection.
It's very cool.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Could there be a Dexter in real life? Do you think there is someone in this world who either historically has done what the Dexter character does, or something you've heard about more recently? Or is there a character that's the inspiration for the books that the author was aware of that might have had similarities?
I don't know about that. I mean, you hear of avenging angels, you hear of avengers, you hear of vigilantes all the time. I don't know if there is a serial killer that Jeff Lindsay based Dexter on, although I do love the idea of a serial killer that kills serial killers, or that kills serial rapists or pedophiles or whatever, that goes after the bad guys. I love that. I think that's just a stellar idea. And if I was a different type of person and had a different psychopathy, maybe I would be that person, but I'm not.
Can you corral crazy? That is the question, I suppose.
Well, that's the whole question of Dexter, really, because he has this psychopathy. He is a sociopath, and is not that way because he was born that way, but because he was created that way from his history. And so, you know, he doesn't feel emotions. He doesn't connect with humans in the right way. And
I want to ask you, you just said that, okay, so that's a nature nurture thing, I guess. Early in the, I think season one, they talk about what Dexter witnessed when he was a kid. His mom being killed, and he sat there in a bloody room. Like, were they trying to say that that's why he does what he does? It just affected him. It was so traumatic. So it's not that he was born with this gene, so to speak.
Right. And he will throughout the season refer to himself as being born in blood, meaning when his mother was killed that way and that horrifically in front of him, and he sat there for several days in her pool of blood with his brother Biney, you know, they both were formed and formulated at that point. Now, the flashbacks you will see throughout the series of Dexter with his brother and Dexter with his mother, you kind of get the feeling that his brother was kind of a little bit on the edge before then. But I really think Dexter himself was born in blood, as he says.
That's really interesting. All right. Tell me something negative about the show. You're such a fangirl. Tell me, force yourself to find a negative.
I can find a negative.
Okay.
I did not like, and I believe it was season six. It might have been season seven. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I did not like the direction they tried to take with Deb and Dexter. You will find this later, and I don't want to spoil it for you. But Deborah thinks she is in love with Dexter at one point.
Oh, come on.
And I just don't think it works.
Why do they have
to
go there?
I didn't think that worked. Yeah, they went there. And I didn't think it worked.
To explain to people, they are both adopted. But it's like, you don't want Greg and Marcia Brady to date either. It's just kind of strange, right? And
it's not right.
Right. I was wondering. I was like, I hope she's not going there. And sure enough.
They do. In one season, they take it there. So I wasn't really happy with that. And then when they did New Blood, which is one of the newer series where they brought him back, I didn't like how they watered him down. It felt like a watered down version of Dexter. He wasn't doing his Dexter things. He was just too angsty. And yes, he was looking after a big bad and trying to catch a big bad, but it just wasn't in the Dexter way, you know?
Right. So. Okay, fair enough. Well, all right. And then I hope you can stick with us through the news. I want to talk about New Wisco Weekend and what's coming up. Can you give us a few minutes on the other side?
I certainly can.
All right, fantastic. We have about a little over a minute before we have to go to the news. What's your favorite iteration of Dexter other than the original? You listed them before. You got Resurrection, Original Sin, New Blood.
If I had to go in order right now, it would be Original Dexter, then Original Sin, then Resurrection, then New Blood.
Okay.
But I would also have to put the books in there, and that would go above the series, I do believe. Simply because I did read all of the Dexter books, and I really thoroughly enjoyed the character.
Oh, that's so great. Wow, this has been a fun... You're always a fun guest, Lise, but this is a discussion.
When it's, you know, I'm a little bit on the spectrum, and when I get a special interest, I really delve into it.
Yeah.
Dexter is one of my special interests, so I will learn everything I can about it.
Oh, that's very obvious, and it's so cool. We had a great conversation with Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's own recombobulation area, Dan Schaefer, about The Wire the other night, and now we're doing Dexter tonight. So this has been a fun week on Nightlight for just digging really deep into shows like that. So Lisa Hale is my guest, folks. She's the host of New Wisco Weekend. You're going to find out what's coming up on this weekend's episode. And I'll give you a sneak peek of my classic movie pick, too, which you can hear on Lisa's show. She does a great job. And our question of the night is, what famous person are you glad you're not related to? Quite a bit of a lot of fun different answers. We'll get into all that after the news in Act 2. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Touch your hand and sing
a song so pure. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.